Is that the baby?
Mommy, I have diaper rash.
Gotcha.
Daddy, will you stop fooling around with the baby monitor? He thinks he's funny. He is not funny.
Pretty funny, eh?
So funny, I'm getting laugh lines.
What is this?
I'm charting the best route for our trip this weekend.
Honey, you're all over the map. He actually lives in Orlando. It's straight up the turnpike.
Oh, no. I will not have my son breathing highway fumes.
Okay, we'll take the ocean route.
And drive by that nuclear reactor? No.
Fine. We'll take Route 27.
Orange Groves. I will not have Scotty witnessing the plight of the migrant worker.
Carol, I have an idea. Let's just pack him in styrofoam and ship him parcel post.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
This is an historic occasion. Write down the date, the time, the place, seal it, put it in the safe. Laverne Todd is late.
No, she isn't. I told her she could sleep in.
So close.
She hasn't been getting much shut-eye since she started filling in for a friend at Sophia's retirement home.
Hey, May, the traffic I had to sleep through, what a pain in my tuchus.
I'm speaking that Yiddish again, wasn't I?
Like a maven.
That's what I get for staying up all night at Kibitzin' with Mrs. Goldfarb.
So how's Sophia doing?
Oh, doctor, ain't you heard? Sophia's a-going steady.
A-going steady? You mean, like, pinned?
Kinda. Mr. Plotkin gave her his medic alert bracelet.
How sweet. Medically unwise, but sweet.
Sweet. It's downright romantic. I mean, you should have seen those two little lovebirds that curled up on their heating pad.
So young, you make me feel like spring has sprung. You feel so young.
You care to dance?
I'd love to.
Bound to be wrong, and a wonderful thing to be fun.
I tell you, for a man with an artificial hip, you can really swing.
Feel so young. Hey, Vivi, take requests?
Sure, Sophia.
Go to bed.
Well, I better get back upstairs. I'd like to watch the 11 o'clock news.
But it's only 8:30.
If I hurry, I can just make it.
Nathan, that's some jacket. Did anyone ever tell you you're a snappy dresser?
Many times.
They were lying.
I'm gonna tickle you.
I'm gonna let you.
You all go together like the
spaghetti and matzo balls.
So, Florence Nightingale, how's the bedpan business?
I got my hands full.
Hey, matzo balls, how about getting us some punch?
Okay. And feel free to talk about me when I'm gone.
Dream on, Fabio. So, what do you think? Quite a catch, huh?
Oh, he's a keeper for sure. Do y'all think he'll get married?
No, I don't think so. I'm Catholic, he's Jewish.
So what's wrong with that?
It would kill his mother.
Carol, what's all this?
Just a few provisions for Scotty's first road trip.
Honey, we'll never fit all this in the car.
Well, I thought we'd take two cars.
Two cars?
You will drive the escort vehicle, creating a zone of safety. And I will follow...
No, Carol, no. One car and one car only.
Fine, but I want to leave for Orlando at 4 a.m. Friday's a very big travel day.
So, guy's going out of town, huh?
No.
But you just said you're going on a trip.
I don't recall that.
Just now, to your dad?
My daddy's not here.
So what am I, dreaming?
Okay.
Cool.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, wait a minute. This can't be a dream. Otherwise, you'd be naked. You lied to me. Why?
If you must know, I was afraid you would offer to house sit.
So you're saying you don't trust me?
Basically, yes.
Aren't I your best friend?
Basically, no.
Harry?
This is such an ambiguous word, you know?
Fine. If you think that little of me, if you think I'm so irresponsible, I'll give you your house key back.
Fine.
I can't. I lost it.
Mr. Flocken, you forgot your vitamins.
Come in, Levine. Just put them on the dresser. I knew you'd come.
Well, you forgot these, Mr. Plotkin.
On purpose. That's how I knew you'd come. And call me Nathan.
Mr. Plotkin, what do you think you're doing?
Don't be coy. I saw the way you looked at me at dinner.
Everybody looked at you at dinner. Your teeth fell out.
I was just showboating. Ah, you like it with the lights on.
Now you stop this foolishness.
Hey, enough with this clapping. You just shut off my respirator.
I have work to do. Now dare you do this to Sophia.
Sophia's a fun old gal, but God, I love a woman in white stockings. Come on, let's dance.
I ain't a going to dance with you.
Would you dance for me?
Now, Mr. Plotkin, you are behaving like a horse's ass. I'm leaving this room and we will not speak of this again.
All right. I'm sorry. Levine, my pills... Take
Go.
My temperature. I'm on fire.
Mr. Plotkin, my word and honor, what are you doing?
Oh, Nathan. Nathan? Laverne?
Sophia, I can explain.
Don't bother. I know foreplay when I see it.
But Sophia...
Herbs.
Laverne.
Herbs.
What's the matter?
Are you deaf? It's my nerve.
Would you like some quiet time alone, please, God?
Sophia's boyfriend hit on me last night.
You're kidding.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Does Sophia know?
Jock, do. She walked in mid-hit.
Well, did you explain it to her?
Well, I couldn't. She ran off to her room and cranked up the soundtrack from that cocoon. I figure she'll talk to me when she's ready.
There you are, you two-bit low-rent floozy.
She's ready. Sophia, what are you doing?
The evil eye. It doesn't work with glasses.
All right, let's come on. Come on, come on, please. That's enough.
Fine, I'm getting a headache anyway.
Sophia, about last night.
Oh, save your breath. Nathan explained everything. You tried to have your way with him, but thank God he was strong. You Amy Fisher, you?
So drivers get fed twice a day. The sprinklers go on at 5 and the trash goes out at 7. Okay? Any questions?
Yes. Why is Charlie at the window?
Charlie!
Yes,
you! Get in here!
Why is he out there in the first place?
I don't know, but he seems to keep the crows away. Charlie, what are you doing out there?
Oh, just standing on the outside, looking in. I think the real question, Harry, is, what are you doing?
I was showing Maxine the ropes.
Well, you wouldn't have to show me the ropes. I happen to know they're in the garage.
Look, Charlie, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but Maxine is watching the house. That's the end of it.
Okay, fine, Harry, no problem. Maxine, if you need anything, and you will, don't hesitate to call me. 555-1685.
1684.
Well, thank you, Mr. Memory.
Oh, Charlie! Oh, for God's sake, get in here! Didn't anybody ever teach you how to bark? Now, what were you doing out there this time?
That's how much you know about house sitting. I was patrolling the perimeter.
Charlie, do you mind? I'd like to have a little privacy. I want to take a nice hot bath, curl up with a good book, and enjoy myself. So go home. Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Douglas. Well, get him to the emergency room. I'll be there as soon as I can. Charlie, I've got a ruptured appendix.
No wonder you're so cranky.
Not me, my patient. I have to get to the emergency room. I'll be back as soon as I can, Charlie. Oh, my God, I forgot to turn off the bath.
No, don't worry about it. I got it.
Oh, thanks. And don't forget to lock the door.
Way ahead of you.
When I leave, you idiot.
Just for that, I'm not going to lock it. Hey, it's time for Baywatch. Dreyfus, be quiet. This is my favorite part where they recite the lifeguard oath. You can almost feel the ocean spray. Well, time for another bowl of popcorn. This one's full of water. Uh-oh. Bathed up.
Nothing. Nice, I need fluids. Hey, that's fast. Must be getting near Christmas.
Levine, come in.
Hello, Mr. Plotkin. I think you know why I'm here.
Absolutely. You came back for a little action.
I did no such thing.
Come on, doll face. Once you've had gray, there's no other way.
Now you listen up. I
have had enough of your shenanigans, and you're ruining my friendship with Sophia, and I want you to march yourself right down to her room and tell her exactly what happened last night.
Forget it.
Well, I can see I'm wasting my time here. And to think I snuck you extra tapioca.
And then you decide you want me. Don't come begging. I find it a turn-off.
Boy, it's a perfect match.
That's why they call us the Plaster Masters.
Well, whatever it costs, it's worth it. So how much?
Here you go.
What, are you crazy?
Hey, I had to bring three guys. It's the middle of the night. We missed the end of Baywatch.
Okay. This is really going to clean out the old checking account. And then some. Oh, my God, it's Maxine. Quick, out the back.
But look, if it starts to bubble or anything like
yeah,
that, you
right,
just get
fine. Good. Move. Hey, what are you guys doing here? I thought you were supposed to be in Orlando.
We had to come back because Daddy forgot Scotty's favorite blanket.
You said you had it.
I said I had his pacifier.
Who knows what you say? The blanket is Biggie, the passy is Pookie. Where's Maxine?
At the hospice. Your precious Maxine abandoned your house just because some guy's appendix burst.
Charlie, obviously, it was an emergency.
Face it, Harry, Maxine dropped the ball, and who was there to fall on it? Oh, unreliable, irresponsible Charlie Dietz.
Look, Charlie, I'm sorry if we hurt your feelings, but, I mean, with your track record, you sometimes get the feeling if we left you alone in the house for 5 minutes, you'd destroy the place.
Well, I guess I proved you wrong.
Well, I guess you did. Come on, Tom, give me a hand with the bags, will you?
Okay, buddy. And I guess you know now who you can trust.
You, he was after me.
Oh, come on, Laverne. The man's 80 years old. You trying to tell me you couldn't outrun him?
That is not the point. The point is, how do I make it right with Sophia?
Well, the two of you will work it out. Time has a way of taking care of these things.
Well, Nathan is dead and you killed him.
Oh. What?
His ticket gave out. They found him this morning.
Well, Sophia, that's terrible, but how's that Laverne's fault?
She went to his room last night. They had a quarrel. There were witnesses.
But when I left, he was fine. Maybe a little red in the face, but he was fine.
Then you admit it. I want the world to know this woman is a black widow.
Excuse me, my mother's a black widow.
Sophia, I only went to tell Mr. Plotkin to do the right thing.
I'm not falling for any of your hillbilly tricks.
Sophia, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but Mr. Plotkin made a pass at me.
He made a pass at you?
Two passes.
My Nathan? I can't believe it.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, Laverne, this is just something that happened. You can't blame yourself for the man's heart attack.
No. But I can blame myself for hurting Sophia. Did you see the look on her face? She believed that man cared for her, and I took that away. I had to go and tell her the truth.
Telling the truth is all you can do.
You know, wrong, Doctor. I can do a lot better. I can lie my tuchus off.
Folks, as you're aware, Nathan Plotkin passed on last night. Now, I'm going to leave the mic open to those of you who want to say a few words in his memory. Just don't mention how cheap he was. Vivian?
You make me feel so young. You make me feel...
Please.
Is this thing on? Come in. Who's there? Oh, excuse me. I got to get to the door.
Well, as you can see in our excitement, some of us forgot our medication.
Let me tell you about Nathan. He was a good man and a so-so dancer. He was a man who knew what he wanted. Boiled chicken for lunch, brisket for dinner. We'll all miss him.
Sophia, could I say something?
And now a few words from the assassin.
First off, I would just like to say I'm just terribly sorry about Mr. Plotkin. It is true we argued, and I should have held my tongue, but how much can a woman take? Nathan spurned me, and I lost my temper. Yes, I wanted him, and I threw myself at him. But he wouldn't have me. And why? Because his one true love was that woman, Sophia Petrillo.
Oh, excuse me. It so happens that Nathan loved me.
What the hell you say? He gave me his medical alert bracelet.
Oh, yeah? Well, for your information, the man died in my arms.
She must have been singing to him.
Vivian? Well, it was late. Laverne had left. After it happened, I snuck out of his room. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't want to get a reputation.
Play something against her, please.
So that whole speech about you throwing yourself at him, that was a bunch of baloney?
Pretty much. Well, except for the part about you being special to him. Every time he looked at you, he had that little twinkle.
Nathan twinkled at everyone. He had a glass eye.
Now, Sophia, you know in your heart you were the one.
Thanks, kid.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
Will you settle a problem, Laverne?
Shoot.
Is sex fun?
That you don't remember, you weren't doing it right.
I told you.